You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio Show, right here on WeTalk Radio Network.
But he can't stop us like brake lights. Homie, this is warfare. This is not a play fight. Trials come and they can knock us down, but they can't take us out like a date night. Pull up, like a date night. Blind date, train to fight. Life is hard, but we stand tall if the foundation is laid right. Overcomers in plain sight. Champions don't take flight. We stand up, we push hard. We built for this, my God.
Struggle, come on, say I built to last. Good morning, We Talk Radio. We are getting ready to go live. I want to thank y'all for joining in with us again on this morning for the covering part two. I pray that this word blesses each of you. We're getting ready to go live here in just a few moments. All right. Good morning to everybody out there. Thank y'all for joining us on this spring forward morning. I hope everybody moved your clocks forward and are able to adjust as we might have lost an hour of sleep. But let me tell you something. God can restore everything that you need. I am Pastor Jeremy Glenn, thanking you for joining us on this morning here, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church, where we want to help you to come join us to grow in the soil of the love of God. I want to again thank you for spending this small segment of your Sunday with us. And I want to thank y'all that are listening, tuning in live on Facebook Live under Soil Church's Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, and on We Talk Radio and YouTube Live as well. Well, as you know, we are in part two of our series called The Covering. And I just want to share with you as we get ready to go into the word here, just what the big idea of this series is all about. Okay, I want you to know and understand what you're going to get out of this message. So as we focus, right, on continuing to build the structure of our ministry, we ask God to cover us as we build the covering for his people. That's what this series is all about, and that's what we want you to learn, pull the fruit off of the tree from this series. Again, thank you all for joining us on all the different platforms that we're on, and we are ready to get into the meat and the potatoes of this word. So let's talk about you for a second. Let's talk about you. God says that he knows the plans that he has for you. Plans align, ladies and gentlemen, with a purpose. This is why we're here. This is why we were created. We have a purpose to fulfill. But here's what I want us to understand. In order to fulfill your purpose in life, you just can't stand still physically. You have to move towards your destiny. This is what God, ladies and gentlemen, expects from us. And we must accept that we have an assignment to fulfill. Our purpose, okay, is the byproduct of the assignment that God has given all of us to fulfill. For instance, Adam had to work to manage the Garden of Eden, because the garden was not going to till its own soil and it wasn't going to manage itself. Let's take Noah. He had to work to build that ark because the ark was not going to build itself. And then you can talk about Paul. You know our guy, Paul. Okay. And when he wasn't preaching and teaching and planting churches, Paul was a tent maker. He was building tents and doing the work of the Lord. And then we can look at Jesus before he went into three dynamic, impactful years of ministry. He worked as a carpenter to understand the foundation and the structure and everything that he was going to do to assign the church to come into fruition. And he did that prior to him transitioning into making people fishers of men. So as we're moving forward into the purpose of our lives, ladies and gentlemen, what I want us to understand is things are not always going to be easy. Just because you're doing work for the Lord doesn't mean that things are going to be easy. Sometimes we create a false sense of reality because sometimes we can make it seem as though when you're involving God into your situation, when you're involving God into whatever you're doing, everything is going to be peaches and cream, and everything is going to always smell like roses. That is not the case, and that is not true. Because Jesus said that in this world, you will have trials, you will have troubles, you will have tribulations. He's overcome it, but we still have to go through those things. So anytime you set out to build something, you will often face this thing called resistance. Okay, anytime you step out of your comfort zone, you can experience vulnerabilities from all angles because life can happen And life can happen fast. Life can happen at an instant, and things can come out of the middle of nowhere. How many times have you seen the skies be clear and beautiful, then all of a sudden there's a storm that bubbles up all around you? How many times has the weatherman gotten a forecast incorrect? We thought the weather was going to be something, but then all of a sudden something else happened. That's life. And that's the way things happen. But I want us to understand something. Just because situations can come forth and just because things can begin to happen, when the water gets choppy and you're in the deep blue sea, you still have to understand that you cannot stop moving. What I want us to understand is when attacks, ladies and gentlemen, come your way, what do you do? Do you turn and burn? Or do you understand that Jesus has overcome this situation? Here's what I want us to know here, that God expects us, ladies and gentlemen, to keep moving towards our destiny. But what I want to ask you is, what do you do when life sends danger your way? Think about that for a second. What happens when danger comes your way? What happens when things are not always peaches and cream? What I want us to know and understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that these are some of the questions that we're going to unpack, that we're going to answer, that we are going to deal with in this message on today. Because what I want us to know is that there is always a lesson whenever danger comes upon us. And I want us to understand that in order to move forward, when God has called us to do something, expect, okay? Remember we said, inspect what you expect. And expect what you inspect. Expect danger to come your way. But I got some good news that I want to share with you, because this is something that God wants us to know. Despite all of the hell that can come around every corner in your life, God wants you to know that even though that might happen, He is still by your side. Perhaps we can learn this lesson as we get ready to build the foundation of our message here. We can take a message or two from one King David. Remember, we talked about his son, King Solomon, last week. Now we're going to talk about him as the father. Because David had to learn some things in his life. Because David did this thing. He was very musically inclined, and he wrote these things in the Bible called Psalms. He was a lyrical genius. And he wrote the way he expressed. Depending on the state that he was in his life, he wrote out his expressions. And he had deep conversations with God. Because as we move into it, you know, our theme on this year is, upon this rock, God will build his church. And the gates of hell shall not, will not, even if it tried, prevail against it. So what I want you to do is get yourself ready. I want you to buckle up in your seat, because I feel the Spirit of the Lord is already moving through the airways and the byways and everything else, because God has a word that is specially crafted just for you. And as you see up on the slide here, we're getting ready to talk to you this morning about the covering part two, the eyes of the shepherd are upon us. The eyes of the shepherd are upon us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this morning for your wonderful word, Lord. We thank you for every ear that is listening to the sound of your voice through me, Father God. Thank you for every heart that is soft, that is receiving the seed of your word. I want to thank you for that person that was just kind of scrolling through online or scrolling through on YouTube or Facebook or even tuning in to We Talk Radio, and you had them to stop dead in their tracks to get filled up on this word, Lord, for that soul, for that life, for that person that may be on the fence, struggling with something right now. I thank you that you're going to send a fresh word of deliverance for them in their life, Lord, because you want to speak to us and through us and meet us everywhere that we are, because that's what your word does. And Lord, I just pray that you come in and have your mighty way on today, Lord. Where there is sorrow, bring us joy. Where there is sadness, bring us laughter. Because we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to that power that works within us. Have your way on this morning, Heavenly Father. And we thank you in advance for all that you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. Thank y'all for tuning in on this morning. And I want to thank y'all for the consistency of being a part of this community, because I know God is doing something amazing for you and your life. We're talking about David on this morning. And David was familiar with tending sheep. After all, this was a season in his life that he had to fulfill, as we talked about, a purpose. There was a season in his life where he was assigned to tend his father's Jesse's flock, the flock of sheep, because God does nothing without there being intentions, and God was getting him prepared for what he was getting ready to do in his life. There's this thing called a purpose of preparation. And as we move forward into the progression of our purpose, I'm going to say that again, into the progression of our purpose, as you see it on the slide right now, as you see it across your screen, there is a progression of our purpose. This is why we're talking about moving forward. This is why we're talking about forgetting those things which are behind and pressing on towards the mark, because there is progression in your purpose if you make up in your mind to continue to move forward with what God has for you to do. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an expectation that God has for all of us. That's right. God has expectations for all of us. And he wants us to be in a position, okay, to pull the fruit off of the tree, okay, from whatever season that we're in life. Whatever season that you're in, there is some fruit that's coming from that season. Whatever you're experiencing in your life, there is some fruit from that situation. This is the reason why we should always think on those things, the best, not the worst, the good, not the bad, because whatever that we're doing in life, there is some fruit that is coming from the seeds that are planted in your life. So now let's talk about seasons here just for a moment. I know the book of Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time for different things. There's a time to live, a time to die, okay? A time to grieve and a time to laugh. We're talking, that's a season, right? I want to talk about the seasons that we're living in terms of autumn, winter, spring, and fall. Autumn, winter, spring, and summer, okay? Now that we're in the month of March, we're now starting to experience some things beginning to change, okay? March is like the connection where old man winter is still trying to hold on by dear life, okay? And spring and summer are saying, come on in. March is kind of March and April, depending on the region that you're living in, even throughout the world, right? It's like that month where things are getting ready to start changing. Maybe we don't wear as many layers of clothing in the month of March that we did in January and February, okay? And as we continue to progress into the purpose, okay, we will begin to not have to wear as many layers on our clothes. So March kind of starts representing things are beginning to change. We all woke up this morning. Well, now we had to move our hour, okay? Move our clocks an hour forward because things are getting ready to change. When God gets ready to do something for you in your life, ladies and gentlemen, you will begin to notice the things around you, the things that you are experiencing, that things are in fact getting ready to change. You know what? I could stay right there for about another 2 to 3 weeks talking about seasons and changing. That's not the bread and butter of our message on today. Oh, but God begins to give you something. God begins to give you a little token. God begins to leave you some breadcrumbs in your life as things begin to change. He begin to let you know, and he'll begin to speak into your spirit and let you know that things are changing all around you. You're not going to be the same. You're going into a new destiny. You're getting ready to step into a new level in your life. So it is up to us to look for the grass that starts to bud. It is up for us to look for the leaves begin to come forward in our life, because as God begins to take you, this is a word for somebody, God begins to take you into another level in your life, you'll see things start changing all around you. People will start seeing you in a different light. People will start coming at you with different things, and you'll begin to experience different things because, oh, when things begin to change, God begins to let you know. And it is up to us to make sure we pay attention to the things that are changing. That was a word for somebody right there, and I prophetically speak that into your life. So right now, as we are in the month of March, we're starting to see what we call daylight savings time. The grass is getting ready to start coming out of dormancy. The leaves are getting ready to start coming back onto the trees. And as we come out of winter's dormancy, we will begin to spring forward into the new season in our life. Now, one of the more notable things, okay, about the spring season is that while new birth begins to spring forward, we can often also experience storms. Storms that can produce possible damages to everything that's springing forward. And I paused on storms for a reason, because I wanted that to sink into your spirit. Because as we go into this season here, particularly in the month of March, here's what I want us to know. This is what we all experience, but I want you to understand from a biblical and a spiritual standpoint how this all connects. Okay? Because there is a season that we're stepping in. There is a season of rain. There is a season of strong winds. There is a season of lightning and thundering, flash flooding, and hail. The question that I have for you is, when you spring forward in this morning, look at the first slide here that we're getting ready to put up. Where will you be when the storm begins to form? Where will you be in your life when the storm begins to form? As you're building the structure of your destiny, you will face storms in life. They're inevitable, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to happen. It is not a matter of if, but it is in fact a matter of when. But here's what I want you to know and understand as we put the next slide up for you on this morning here. Do you give up at the sound of rumbling thunder, or do you seek to take shelter from the rain? Think about that for a second. Do you give up at the sound of thunder, or do you seek to take shelter from the rain? In other words, if I unpack that just a bit here, do you give up just because you heard some thunder? Do you stop and say, there's no way I can keep going? Does all it take is a little rumble and a little thunder to make you stop moving forward in your progression? Because sometimes just because you hear thunder, that doesn't mean that something is actually going to come down and impact you. Do we give power to the sound of thunder? Do we give that much power to the sound of thunder? Or do we continue to move on or let thunder stop us from where we should be going? It's a question I want you to think about. To some of us, the storm represents the end. That means it's done. That means it's a wrap. But to others of us, the storm represents it's just time to take shelter. Which side are you on? Are you on the side that says because of the storm, it's the end? Or on the side that says because of the storm, I'm just going to take some cover? There will be times in life where it seems like we just can't make it. We can't go on. We can't move forward. It's going to look like that, because sometimes when the wind is blowing strong and the rain is coming down so hard, you can't see 3, 4, 5 feet in front of you. So that can, in fact, represent the end. When that happens, my question is, does the storm seem as though it's just too strong? And do we want to just give up on our destiny? And do we want to throw in the towel? Is that what we want to do? Do we want to throw in the towel? Do we want to say that it's over? Just because we can't see with our own natural eyes, does that mean that this is where things should end? Now, if that's you on this morning and that's the way that you feel, I first want you to know, first of all, you're not alone. You are not the only person that feels this way. We all, and including myself, have times in our lives where it seems like this storm that we're going through has just gotten the best of us. The wind is too strong. The lightning is too dangerous. The rain is coming down too hard, and I cannot move on in my life. This is what it can seem like. this is what can happen at times. And even though the thunder is loud and the hail is too big, I want you to know that you're not alone. And all of us can feel like that sometimes. But today, I want to take this quick lesson from the king that experienced it all. He experienced storms in his life. He experienced pains in his life. He experienced those things. So therefore, King David can relate to us in these situations. And I want you to hear some encouraging lyrics, some encouraging psalms from King David, because he is somebody that has in fact been in our shoes. So what I want you to do is I want you to grab your Bibles, your e-Bibles, whatever Bibles that you have, old school Bibles. I just want you to follow along with me, because what we're going to do is we're going to spend some time walking through several lyrics or several psalms, several scriptures from King David, because we're going to talk about something as we're in our series, The Covering. We're going to say, God is going to say some things through us here, and we're going to walk through this word, and I'm here to tell you that this is about to bless your soul. So I want you to turn with me into the Old Testament. Okay, those that know you, that's the left hand, right? The Old Testament, that's the left hand. Hey, what do you mean by the left hand? Ask your digital neighbor. Your digital neighbor can tell you what the right hand and the left hand is all about. The left hand is the Old Testament, right? Go on and text your digital neighbor. Get them up to speed. Let them know how we do it. We want to let you know the Bible is like what? It's like having two hands. I'll just go on ahead and tell you. The left hand is represented by the Old Testament, okay? Genesis through the books of Malachi. And the right hand, you know how we do it. We ain't new to this. You know how we do it. The right hand is represented by the books of Matthew through Revelations here. We break it down in half because there are 66 books of the Bible. We have the Old Testament that sets the foundation for the three dynamic, impactful years of Jesus and his ministry, which are represented by the New Testament. There is this transitional period between Malachi and the book of Acts called the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who were four of the 12 disciples that followed Jesus for three dynamic years of his life. And they represent everything from the birth of Jesus to the death of Jesus here on earth. And we learn about those things, right? And then we get into the book of Acts. We're coming up on the day of Pentecost, where we welcome in the grand introduction of the Holy Spirit after Jesus had ascended. Remember, he said, I'm going to send you a helper. And the Holy Spirit is still with us on today. He helps us to do things easy. The Holy Spirit is like the power steering in our car. Yes, we can turn, but the power steering helps us to turn easier. That's what the helper does. And then we get all the way into the book of Revelations, which is through John, the revelations that God gave John of what is to come in the last days. See, I just kind of walk you through the Bible that simple. And sometimes if we can break things down and we can break it down to where it's easy for us to digest the word of God. And that's my job. And that's what I am summoned to do. So back to what we're saying here, going all the way back to King David, the left hand, because we're going to be coming from the book of Psalms. So if you will, now I wanted to give you some time to find the book of Psalms from the left hand. Okay, go into the Old Testament here. We're going to be coming out of Psalms 23. And all of this is coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. I just want to start with verse number one. I just want you to get there now. We're not going to put it up anyway, but that's okay. We're going to get there. We're laying the foundation, right? We're laying the foundation of our word. But what I want us to understand here is that David is going to encourage us, okay, as we experience some storms in our lives during the progression of our purpose. And now my God is always with me here. He's like my digital organist, right? If there was an organist that could stay with me, Mr. Eric is always staying with me, because sometimes I can be all over the place. Now, let's put the word up there, because I want you guys to be able to follow us as we walk through the word. Psalms 23. And we're coming out of the New King James Version of the Bible. And oh, I tell you, when I read the book of Psalms, sometimes I just feel like shouting. Sometimes I feel like just running around the block, because it's something about these lyrics in the book of Psalms that just brings so much joy to my spirit. And I've said this to y'all before, if you're down and you're having a tough day, just pick up the book of Psalms and just read some of the lyrics from King David here and how they will bless your soul and uplift your life. Psalms 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm going to let that sink in for a little bit. I want you to think about that. David is giving us shepherd talk right now. Because this is how David saw God. This is why we say he's our personal Jesus. He's personal to us. And someone that's mechanically inclined, he may be your mechanic. Someone that's a business executive, he may be your CEO. Someone that experiences Jesus. Remember, this is why we say the word of God, it meets you where you are, wherever you are in your life. He is, in fact, your personal Jesus. His son, King Solomon, said that he is a strong tower. Solomon understood the importance of strength. And he saw the Lord as a strong tower. And this is what I want us to know. Jesus being part of the holy deity or Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Jesus saw God as, and he is, the Father. He fathered him. So whatever God is to you in your life, he's going to meet you wherever you are. And David right now is giving us some shepherd talk by saying the Lord is my shepherd. This is where the term pastor comes from, because pastor simply means shepherd. Here, David, he understands who God is to him in his life. And because he knows this, he's confident, ladies and gentlemen, he's confident in God's ability to shepherd him. There is a sense of confidence because David knows who God is to him in his life. Now, you can't say with confidence what something is if you don't know it. If you don't know it, you can't say anything definitively with confidence. You got to taste and see to then know that it's good. You're not going to go on talking about tasty cakes or sweet cakes or all these different restaurants, nothing but cakes and all this, if you ain't tried it yourself. David had tasted the sweetness of Jesus, and he was able to then be able to know that he is sweet to him in his life. He had tasted and he had seen. So therefore, with confidence, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. So what I want us to know here is we're sticking with Psalms 23:1. What I want us to understand is, so even though the storm is coming your way, have confidence in the shepherd that you won't have a need that can't be met. This is a shepherd that provides. This is a shepherd that doesn't leave you in lack. This is a shepherd that knows all your needs, right? As Paul talked about, right? He shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. So therefore, Paul and David make a connection in saying this same God makes sure that you shall not want. This is what we're saying on this morning. Because what I want us to understand is how many of us tune into the news just to hear the weather report? How many of us tune into the news only just for that small segment of the weather? Because as long as you tune in to the news, you can have an idea of what to expect. Where are you going with that, Pastor Glenn? Let's take a look at the next slide here, and I'm going to connect this to the message here. Because here's what I want us to know. The Bible is the news that you can always use. So when you feed on the seed from the shepherd, you will grow in confidence that you shall not want. You can grow in confidence that you shall not want. This is what I want us to understand. So in other words, the more you feed on the word, the more you feed on the shepherd's word, the more you will begin to know the shepherd for yourself. And you will in fact know that you shall not want. Okay. Let's go into Psalms 23:2. Let's look at verse number 2 here. And as you see up on the slide, it says, and we're still talking about the same shepherd. David is telling us a little bit more about this shepherd that he has come to grow in confidence with. And it says right here, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Look at the adjective as we use the word pastures, green. That means it is full of nurturement. That means that it's green. That means that it's not in dormancy. That means that there is production that goes on. That means he is feeding on something good. That means that it's going to continue to grow, because green pastures, even though you graze on the pastures, they're going to grow right back, because God is all about production and reproduction. When he says to go be fruitful and to multiply, those green pastures represent the multiplication of God. And what I want you to understand is when you begin to know and be confident in God, he is going to place you in green pastures in your life. He leads me beside the still waters. This is what I want you to know and understand. When you have confidence in who your shepherd is, you can lay down and relax while the storm is going on. Let's talk about Jesus for a second. Because in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, the Bible records, Mark records that there was a storm that took place as the disciples and Jesus were all on the same boat. Water was choppy. It was thundering and lightning, and it was boisterous winds, and all kinds of things were going on. And they were on this boat, and the disciples were losing their ever-loving mind. But Mark records Jesus laying down inside the boat, sound asleep. Think about that. All hell is breaking loose all around, but Jesus is sleeping during the storm. That can be a whole message in and of itself. Sleeping during the storm. How do you sleep during a storm? And the way I understand it is, the storm was so bad, Jesus is asleep. The disciples are losing their mind. That means, y'all, Jesus was in some deep sleep. Me and Eric were talking this morning about the great rest that we had last night, even though sometimes when it comes to spring forward, sometimes when you get off that hour, you have to move forward or move back. Your circadian rhythm kind of gets thrown off a little bit, and all kinds of things can kind of knock you off. But he and I were sharing this morning, because we talk before we go live with you guys to make sure that we're in alignment, and we prime our pump before we allow the water to come through the spout. And we were both sharing, right, having testimony service, right, like we used to back in the old day. We had testimony service this morning about how well we slept. This was some of that sweet sleep that Jesus had on the storm. I mean, Jesus was sleeping so good on this storm. Just think about it. The storm, you're in a boat, and a lot of us that have been on boats and ships and been on cruises and all kinds of things, you know when something impacts the boat floating. So through all this hell that is breaking loose, Jesus is sound asleep. That means Jesus was in some deep sleep. I'm talking about Jesus being a shepherd was like counting sheep in this sleep. That's some good sleep. Okay, you didn't catch that. The shepherd counting sheep, y'all a tough crowd. I laugh at my own jokes, but that's all right here. So Jesus was having some deep sleep, and the disciples were just losing their mind. Disciples, don't text me on that either. I can every now and then be a little comedian, all right? But that was some good sleep that Jesus was having during that time. Everything breaking out. The storm is breaking out all around you. And what I want us to know is that Jesus was inside the boat sound asleep, because he knew who the shepherd was. He knew that the Father was in complete control. The disciples on the boat were losing their mind, but Jesus was in there sound asleep. Here's what I want you to understand. Jesus was confident in his covering. He was confident in his covering. This is the point that we want to get to in our lives, to where we are confident in the covering of Jesus. Despite the storm that's brewing up all around us here, we have to be confident in the carpenter's covering. We have to be confident in the carpenter's covering. Put that in the chat, somebody. I want you to now be a digital evangelist, a digital ministry, okay? Just go ahead on and put that out there. Let somebody see you working for the Lord, right? Put that in there. Confident in the carpenter's covering. This is where we have to go in life. We got to be confident in his covering. Confident is another word for having strong faith, right? Faith is because God is, and as God is, faith is. That means that we know, even though we may not see it, we may not understand it, we are confident in the carpenter's covering. Amen. Thank God somebody just got free on that word alone. Jesus could sleep because he was confident in the covering. And this is what I want us to understand. He was asleep to a point to where he could sleep during the storm. In other words, he was made to lie down in green pastures, and the green pastures are represented by the sweetness of his sleep. That was a green pasture situation for Jesus, because the shepherd made sure he was not in want. So he was around the sleep that he needed. He was in the green pastures of the moment, even though the storm was brewing all around him. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I could use that type of sweet sleep in my life. I don't know about you, but to be able to sleep with the sweetness of Jesus in my life that blocks out all of the troubles, that blocks out all of the shame, that blocks out all of the guilt, that blocks out all of my troubles, I just want to be able to sleep through the sweetness of Jesus, through whatever hell may be breaking out in my life. Can somebody attest to me? Can you lay down on your pillow and can you take your mind off your troubles and be confident in the carpenter's covering here and sleep in the green pastures of your situation? I'm going to speak right now that whatever it is that you're going through in your life, you're going to be able to sleep and lie down in the green pastures of your situation. Hell might be breaking loose all around you, but you got some green pastures. Things might be coming all against you and you experiencing that resistance, but you got some green pastures in your life. It might be breaking out over there. It might be bubbling up over there. The hell might be coming down on top of you. The winds may be boisterous, but I speak a sweetness of sleep. I speak green pastures in your situation. I speak confidence in the carpenter in your life right now on today. And today you're going to walk with a different walk. You're going to know that the carpenter has got it under control. You're going to know that all this hell is breaking out around you here. You're going to be able to have confidence in his covering right now in the name of Jesus. Don't you look at your storms the same again no more. Look at the carpenter's covering. Don't you go through hell in your life no more without looking at the carpenter's covering. Whatever it is that you're going through in your life right now, you got a green pasture situation that is right there. So what I want you to do now is act like the sheep and you start grazing on that green pasture in your life. You start feeding on the word of God. You start knowing that the carpenter has got it all in his hands. It doesn't matter what you're going through in your life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm getting ahead of myself, but the Holy Spirit is taking me there because God is with you. You got to know who's in top and in charge of your covering. This is what I want us to understand. Soul Church, as we lay down at night, we ask God to make us lie down in green pastures as we sleep. And we're able to sleep, ladies and gentlemen, with the sweetness of Jesus. Now, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. If you ain't shouted by now, I'm going to pray for you right now, because I don't know about you. But again, when I get to reading in the book of Psalms, it uplifts your spirit. If you ain't being uplifted in your spirit right now, I'm going to have to speak a lightness. All right. Maybe your burden's a little bit heavy. Jesus said, lay aside every weight. Okay. Lay your burdens down, because this is to uplift your spirit on this morning. That's what this is all about. It's too much heavy weight in this world, but the word of God is going to meet you wherever you are, and it's going to uplift your spirit. Somebody is troubled in their spirit right now. I feel the Holy Spirit letting me know. You've got a heavy situation going on right now in your spirit. I want to speak green pastures in your situation right now. I want you to know the carpenter is speaking to you right now, and he is letting you know to just give it to him and you lie down in your green pasture situation. Heavenly Father, whoever that is right now, you're tugging on my spirit to let them know that they are free, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you right now because they understand they can lay down and they can sleep with sleep. They can sleep with sweet sleep right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help them to know, Lord Jesus, that your pastures are green and that your pastures lay them next to the still waters in their life, Lord Jesus. You are the shepherd and they shall not want, Lord. And I thank you right now for freeing whoever that person is right now in the name of Jesus. Be free. and all your turmoil is gone. Believe it and accept it and know that the word of God is real and you lay down in your green pastures right now in Jesus' name. Oh, somebody just got free on this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I'm almost done. Let's keep going. Let's put up Psalms 23:3. Psalms 23:3. I don't know if I'm going to make it through this message because the Holy Spirit is on fire this morning. All right, Psalms 23:3. Here's what David is telling us. We're talking about the shepherd, okay? He restores my soul. Somebody just got their soul restored after we said their prophetic prayer in their life. He restores my soul, okay? He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That means God has got his name on your situation. For his name's sake. That means there's an expectation for God to get the glory out of this situation. Whatever that is. Your soul is being restored and he's going to lead you into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Newsflash, it ain't even about you. It's about God getting the glory out of your situation. It's not even about you. You taking all of this in yourself. You think all this is about you. You think everything is all about you and how this is so tough for you and so hard for you and all of that. What he wants us to understand is your soul is going to be restored because he needs you to be his billboard. He needs you to represent what it is that you're going through, but he's going to lead you into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Now, let me tell you something. We're going to have many paths, that's plural, many paths of righteousness in our life. This is why we're talking about the progression of your purpose. You see how the word aligns. You see everything comes together now, right? There is a progression of your purpose. That's the paths, plural, paths that's of righteousness in your life, okay? It's many of them, multiple of them, okay? You're going to have many different ways to fulfill God's purpose in your life. And here's what I want us to understand. God does things in mysterious ways. He will align us with people that you would have never thought, that you wouldn't have imagined, right? Okay. The power that's within us, right? Okay. We know that scripture, right? Okay. Ephesians 3:20. Okay. For unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, God does things in mysterious ways. And you never know who he's going to use to be a part of that path of righteousness. This is why you don't disrespect folks. This is why you don't put your mouth on people. This is why you don't talk bad about folks, because you never know who God is going to use in your life to be a part of your path. Paths, okay, plural. And he's got a lot of different ways to help you walk into the path of righteousness, okay? He does things in mysterious ways. And when the storm is brewing, here's what he'll do. He ain't gonna stop the storm. He will reroute your direction, GPS. He will reroute you. How many of us know that sometimes when traffic is backed up and you've got your GPS or your navigation system plugged in, and when something is coming up, it will reroute you. U-turn if possible. Sometimes God will reroute you. Sometimes God will speak into your spirit. Sometimes God will navigate your path of righteousness. U-turn if possible. Make a right at the next available exit. Make a left at the next available exit. Okay, that storm is coming, but when you feast on the word of God, you're able to tune in and hear God saying, make a right turn right here. Make a left turn right here. Reroute you. This is how he keeps us under his covering, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be in tune to listen to when he needs to say, make a U-turn if possible. That's right. Okay. That's another way that God leads us. And that's another way that he covers us. This is what I want us to understand. And he will restore your soul. And this is why we have to humble ourselves, submit to him in all of our ways, right? We have to humble ourselves. And this is how we learn to, here's a message we had a few weeks ago, follow first. Everything connects, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't seen that in this ministry by now, I'm going to continue to keep reminding you, everything connects. The word of God is like this jigsaw puzzle. And when you put all the pieces together, everything connects. This is why the word meets us wherever we are in our lives. Everything connects. This is why you got to learn to follow first. Why? Because he'll tell you when it's time to make a U-turn if possible. Okay. When you need to route to the left or route to the right or go this other way or something over there. This is how God covers us. And we have to stay in tune with the Father so we can listen to his instructions. This is what we mean by the path of righteousness. He will lead us into the path of righteousness because we carry his last name. You're representing him. And he is going to get the glory out of your situation. I feel like preaching now. I feel like getting ramped up now. I want you to tell your digital neighbor that I am so glad I carry God's last name. Somebody say, I am glad that I carry his name. What do you mean by last name? That means that when you accept him, okay, you become of Christ. And if you are of Christ, you are of the anointed one. That's what Christian means. You are of Christ, Christian, of Christ. So when you have accepted him, you're now carrying his last name. You're now part of the anointed one, okay? That's what that means. And let's talk about the power of his name for a second. Here's why his name is so relevant to the word that we're talking about on today. Okay, let's just put this in more of a practical term. I want to talk to my business folk out there. All right, I want to talk to my business folk out there in business or in sales. Okay, what I want you to know is we call this thing called a name drop. A name drop. And what a name drop is when someone refers you, when there's a referral, someone gives you a business referral, it's called a name drop. And you begin to mention somebody's name. Oh, I know Sue over at Soups and Salads. Or I know Jim over there at Jumping for Joy or whatever the business is, right? You get the point, right? When you be able to say that or they referred you or you begin to name drop, that is a tactic that we use in sales, okay? Being able to drive some value into your cold call or being able to drive some value into being able to say, oh, somebody knows of your service. Oh, somebody knows of your product. How many of us get surveys, right? And we put surveys out there. We put all kinds of Google star reviews and all that kind of stuff. All of us kind of the same thing. But here's how it works. And I'm going to connect these dots here with us on today. When you use something as a name drop, okay, what we have to understand is you're giving somebody's name. You're putting your name involved. So now somebody has something to refer to. And it drives instant value into a sales or value proposition, if you will. Okay. So when you can mention that, oh, Sue over at the shop over there sent me your way, or somebody referred you, or don't you know Jimbo or whatever the case. Okay. All of that is part of a value proposition. Now, let's talk about us as people of God. Now that we talked about that, let's talk about us as people of God. What we as people of God must understand is that we have what we call the ultimate name drop. You carry the name of God, you've got the ultimate name drop. Now, what does that do? Why is that important? How does all of this work with us here? I'm glad you asked. Let's dive into the meat and the potatoes of that situation here. That gives us an instant level of connection with the Father. That gives us an instant level of connection with the Father. What do I mean by that? That means that when you mention the name of Jesus, demons begin to tremble. Uh-huh. When you mention the name of Jesus, there's a deliverance that comes with calling on his name. Okay? When you mention the name of Jesus, there's a healing that's going to manifest. When you mention the name of Jesus, that's where peace is going to show up in your situation. When you mention the name of Jesus, that's where power comes in to the fold. When you mention the name of Jesus, that's where restoration will come into your life. You better use that name drop of all name drops. Whenever the storm begins to come into your life, you better call on the ultimate name drop. You better speak Jesus into your situation. Ain't no better referral than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So whenever something is coming your way, you better use the name drop. You better tell the devil what your value proposition is. You better let him know he is my savior. You better do like David didn't say, he is my shepherd. You better talk to him like Paul talked to him. God is the God that's able to do exceedingly, that's able to do abundantly, above all that I can think, above all that I can ask. You better understand the power of the name that you carry, because Jesus is the ultimate name drop. Put that in a chat, somebody. Jesus is the ultimate name drop. You need to let somebody know who has referred you. You need to let somebody know whose name you're representing. You need to let somebody know at the name of Jesus, demons get nervous. At the name of Jesus, hell has to take back seat. At the name of Jesus, you can speak peace into your situation. That is, in fact, the ultimate name drop. You better understand the power of your value proposition. and you better understand the name that you're carrying. Oh, the Holy Spirit is stirring some things up. I don't know if I'm going to get through this message. But what I want you to understand on this morning here, as we continue to dance through these words, as we continue to dance through this scripture, as we continue to move forward here, here's what I want us to know. We're going into Psalms 23 and 4. I kind of talked on it a little bit. I kind of touched on it a little bit. Eric, let's go to Psalms 23 and 4. And it says here, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David is giving us some most shepherd talk on this morning. He understands the importance of having a rod. He understands the importance of having a staff and what they're used for in terms of managing the flock of sheep. One of my favorite scriptures in the entire Bible, Psalms 23 and 4. And there is so much to impact in that scripture right there. Somebody's getting free on today. Somebody is getting uplifted in their spirit on today. Somebody is jumping for joy in their spirit right now. Somebody, some chains are being broken. Some shackles are being set free. He breaks every chain, breaks every chain, breaks every chain. I feel deliverance on this morning from somebody. Let's unpack this here. And we're going to bring this thing on home, and I'm going to let you enjoy your spring forward Sunday. Let's start with this here. Here's what I want us to do here, because see, listen, I can be on this scripture right now. I can preach the entire rest of the year on this scripture right here. It is that deep and it is that rich. But let's just unpack this for the purposes of our message on today. And I'm almost done. Don't you turn that dial. Don't you move on. Don't you click on to nothing else. I speak right now. You're going to finish this word. Be a finisher. Be a finisher. Don't be just a starter. Be a finisher. We almost done. Psalms 23 and 4. Let's look at the first word in the King James Version of this scripture. The first word says, yea. That's it, nothing more. Yea. And I want that to sink. Because this word alone means affirmation. The word yea. This word alone means there's assurance. Affirmation, being sure of. However, on the other hand, David is also saying that he already knows this is nothing more but a shadow. And we're going to talk about that for a second. But the word yea, remember, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, that sense of confidence. And now he's connecting that confidence to what he's going through in his life right now. Yea, though I walk. In other words, I am affirmed though I walk. I have assurance though I walk. I have some confidence though I walk. That word yea, in and of itself, is an entire message all by itself. Yea. The affirmation of knowing that you're confident in the carpenter, that you're confident in his word, that you've got the faith, that you already know that this is a valley and I already see the other side of my valley. Yay. Somebody needs a yay moment in their life. You need a yay situation despite not being able to see 5 feet in front of you right now. Yes, that storm is breaking up all around you, but you need to have a yay moment. You need a yay mentality. We're getting ready to talk about. You need to understand the power of your yay, having that affirmation, having that confidence, being able to know that God is with you and he's going to meet you wherever you are. That's the covering that I want us to know and understand. Have a yay moment in your life. This is what I want us to say. I came to tell somebody that right now, while you're in this storm, I want you to understand you're going to, from now on, go through the storms in your life and you're going to now have a yay mentality. You're going to be sure that this storm is going to pass. You're going to be affirmed that troubles don't last always. You're going to be affirmed to know that there is another side. Yay. You will never read that scripture again after hearing this message. Yea, though I walk, yea, I am affirmed though I'm walking through this situation. I am affirmed though I'm going through hell right now. I am affirmed although things don't look good. I am affirmed although the doctor's report said that. I am affirmed although my finances look like this. I am affirmed although I'm going through what I'm going through. I am affirmed although he left me. I am affirmed although she walked out on me. I am affirmed although they don't talk to me no more. I am affirmed although this is happening the way I didn't think. I am affirmed, although I lost everything. I am affirmed, although I'm going through a Job moment in my life. I am affirmed, now I'm standing across from the Red Sea. I am affirmed, now I'm in the lion's den. I am affirmed, now I know what's getting ready to happen. But I am affirmed, though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And here's what he's saying to us on this morning. To be sure of, however, on the other hand, he wants you to be assured. David is writing this song saying, I am assured. Paul said it in the New Testament, I am convinced. Okay, David is saying, yea, though I walk. And Paul, the other connection to the other side of glory is saying, I am convinced. The same thing, the same assurance, just broken down in different terms. This is what I want you to know here, is that I want you to have a yay mentality as you go through whatever you're going through, because David is calling this nothing more but a shadow. Nothing more but a shadow. Let's put the next slide up here on this morning here, because what I want us to understand, have a yay mentality as you walk through your valley, because it is just a shadow. Nothing more but a shadow. That's what it is. Nothing more but a shadow. Let's talk about that as I get ready to close on this morning. A shadow can't do anything to you. I don't know about you, but when's the last time a shadow touched me? When's the last time a shadow touched you? When's the last time a shadow had that kind of power over you in your life? Ladies and gentlemen, a shadow can't touch you. A shadow can't do anything to you. A shadow can only give the appearance of, a shadow is not where your story ends. After today, I speak prophetically into your life. No more running from shadows. No more running from shadows. And I'm going to tell you why. No more running from shadows, because our next slide tells you exactly why we're saying what we're saying here. When you're under the covering of God, everything that looks like a valley is nothing more but a shadow. When you're under the covering of God, everything that looks like a valley is just a shadow. So don't fear, because the Holy Shepherd is here. Do not fear, because the Holy Shepherd is with you every step of the way. David said this. He said, not only was he my shepherd, but he's got some tools with him. He's got some equipment with him. David said he has a rod and he has a staff, and that will comfort you. He has a rod and he has a staff, and that will comfort you. So no reason to fear the valley of the shadow of death when the eyes of the shepherd are upon you. As I close, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I want us to understand. Nothing catches God by surprise. Okay, remember, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So if he's already at the end, what makes us think that God didn't know some of these things were happening? Let me rephrase that. All of these things that are happening. He sees all, he knows all, and nothing catches him by surprise. He knew about that storm that blew up in your face, that was getting ready to brew up in front of you, that was coming up next week, coming up next month. It's all, he knows it all. So nothing catches him by surprise. Sometimes we need to pray a prayer, not asking God, but already thanking God because it's already done. Lord, I know this storm is what it is, but it's just a shadow. You already got me covered. I know what it looks like here, but Lord, you said in your word that all things work together for the good. I'm just reconfirming what your word already said because it's already done. I'm already protected. I'm already healed. I'm already delivered. Remember when Jesus went to the cross, everything was already washed with his blood. So therefore, sometimes we need to just thank God. Sometimes we don't have to ask God. We need to spend some time just thanking God. Lord, I thank you that it's already done. I thank you that I'm already covered. I'm thank you that I'm already delivering. I'm just aligning with already your word is saying that it is. So therefore, I can have a yay moment in my life. This is what I want us to understand. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. So we can be confident in the carpenter's covering and move forward with the progression of our purpose. I want you to notice as we put our next slide up on this morning, the rain from the storm will produce the green pastures for you to lie down on. Why are you tripping on the rain? Why are you tripping on the rain when all it's going to do is continue to water your pastures and give you more to feast on? We always say these little cliches and things talking about when life gives you lemon, give you lemonade, pick up the word of God. When the storm brings you rain, know that your pastures are getting watered. When a storm comes, that means that you're being elevated. When the storm came, okay, after all right, for 40 days and 40 nights, what that did was that elevated Noah to another dimension in his life. When all hell broke loose in Job's life this morning, Job received more than what he had before he started with. This is what I want us to understand here. There is progression in your purpose. Even though it looks like a storm, look at what it's doing. It is watering your green pastures. It is giving you a chance to have your soul restored. It is allowing you to know and to understand the carpenter and how he's rerouting your situation, how he's re-guiding your situation, how he's helping you to make a U-turn, if possible, so that you can move into the path of righteousness. That's what this passage is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And what I want you to understand here, the rain from your storm will produce the green pastures for you to lie down on. But here's another point that I want you to understand here. When God gives you vision, he gives you provision. When God gives you vision, he gives you provision. That's what he does. He'll give it to you first, and then he'll provide for you. This is why my God shall supply all of my needs. And if your purpose is to fulfill him, that is a need, and he's going to provide. This is part of the green pastures in your life, okay? When he gives you vision, he will give you provision. And right now, that's where we are right now in Soil Church. We know God is providing for this vision that he has given this ministry. His plans for you are for you to not be in want, to not be in lack. That's not what God's provisions are. So while the great flood washed everything away that was not of God, God kept Noah covered in the ark. This message is to help you see the storm through the eyes of the Holy Shepherd and not see the storm for what it is, looking through the eyes of the Shepherd. And this is what David means as I get ready to close here, getting last to our last couple of scriptures here on this morning in Psalms 23 and 5. Hang on tight with me. We're about to bless your socks off when he's saying, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. That means they're going to see that table be prepared, and you anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. I want y'all to take a look at something right now. I want you to take a look at this image right now, because you think that sometimes this is where your situation is supposed to end. Look at that picture of that cup overflowing right now. That's you, and that's your storm, and that's what's going to happen. That is you, that's your storm, and that's what's going to happen. Look at the overflowing. Look at all the rain and all the storm, and look at what it's doing for you in your life. You're going to have an overflowing blessing coming from this overflowing storm. God is going to match overflowing with overflowing. The greater the storm, the greater the blessing. The greater the trial, the greater, I'm just here to tell you here, the greater the trial, the greater the blessing. The greater the storm, the greater the blessing. Don't look at it as because of the boisterous wind, this is where it's going to stop. Keep your eye. Look at that cup. Look at that cup running over. God said that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Can you continue to be diligent with God while all hell is breaking loose? If you can, look at that cup overflowing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are supposed to be an overflow in our lives. There is not supposed to be lack in our lives. This is why the pastures are supposed to be green, because it's supposed to be a continuous thing, and green pastures represents prosperity in our life. Yeah, in the church world, we get real nervous when we start talking about that word prosperity, because people have abused their privileges of prosperity and done some other things. That doesn't stop God's word from being real. God said that it is us to be the head and not the tail. His plans for us are to be the head and not the tail. Keep that overflowing cup up there, Eric, because I want them, as we're talking about this, to understand, as we're getting ready to go into our season of the power of wealth, as we're talking about prosperity, talking about fruit and all of these things, I want you to understand this is a part of your schedule. So therefore, don't just get caught up in the storm. Know what the storm is going to produce. You've got a green pasture situation that awaits you from this storm that you're in. This is what I want you to understand here on this morning. His plans for you are for you to not be in want. While the great flood, again, I say, washed everything away that was not of God, okay, he kept Noah covered in the ark. And then multiplication happened again, all right? This is the way God works. And this message is to help you see the storm through the eyes of the Holy Shepherd. So now what I want to do now is put up our next scripture here on this morning. What I want us to understand, go back to 23 and 5. I'm sorry, go back to 23 and 5, Eric, on this morning. Okay, he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. I want to touch on that for a second, because do you know that your enemy is also going to see your cup running over? Your enemy is going to, because that cup is going to overflow so much, they're going to get wet by your overflowing. That's why it's in the presence of them. They're going to see you be blessed. They're going to see that overflowing in your life. And as a matter of fact, they may even be blessed by your overflowing. This is why Jesus said, love your, oh, fresh anointing, thank you for your word. This is why he said, love your enemy, because they're going to be blessed by you as well. Your cup is going to be so full and so overflowing that even your enemy is going to be blessed by your overflowing God. Oh, God, what a word on this morning. Even your enemy is going to be blessed by the overflowing of your obedience. This is why obedience is greater than sacrifice. Obedience aligns you with overflow in your life. Somebody needs to hear that on this morning. Obedience is greater than sacrifice, and your obedience is going to produce overflow to where even your enemy is going to be blessed. It's too much for you don't have room enough to receive. Okay. When the windows of heavens are blessings, when they come down, this is why we tell you, encourage you, give and it shall be given back to you. It all aligns. When you give into where you're being fed, okay, when you feed what's feeding you, this is what's happening. Okay. When you feed what's feeding you, okay, it'll bless you back. Okay. As you cultivate it, as you nourish it, as you continue to build that thing, you're going to have so much room. You will not have room from the overflowing of your blessing. You cannot hold it all yourself. This is what he's saying. He will prepare that table for you in the presence of your enemy. They're going to see God do something. That's why you carry his last name. The enemy is going to respect the God in you. He's going to respect the overflowing blessings that come from God. Again, this is not even about you. This is about God working through you. And if you do what God says he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Okay, so we can complain about the rain, or we can look at what the rain can produce. Okay, so you got to have a yay mentality when you go through your storms, because there is something that's going to come from the rain. Now, my last note, and I want to thank y'all for tuning in with us on this morning as I get ready to close. Look at this scripture in Psalms 23 and 6, coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness is the shepherd's rod, and mercy is the shepherd's staff, and the house of the Lord that you will dwell in forever, Ladies and gentlemen, as I close this message, the house that you would dwell in forever. I'm going to say that one more time. The house that you will dwell in forever is God's covering. Somebody was blessed by this word on today. Somebody was blessed because they understand they got to have a yay mentality. Somebody was blessed because they know that they've got green pastures from this storm that they're going through. Somebody was blessed because they know I am no longer running from shadows in my life. And although it appears that this valley is deep, there is another side. And through it all, I know the shepherd is with me. This is what David learned in his life. This is what David understood in his life. This is what David knew as the shepherd was right there by his side, that he will not fear because thou are with him. He is singing that directly to the Lord. Some of us need to just sing a joyful song to the Lord and saying, Lord, I know you're with me. Lord, I know you're right there in my life. I know you've got a rod. I know you've got a staff. And I want to thank you for your goodness and your mercy because it's following me as I am going through my progression of my purpose, as I'm walking down that path of righteousness. Lord, it's following me all the days of my life. Somebody got rerouted in a different direction. Somebody took a wrong turn, and that turn was not from God. You went down a dark path in your life, and maybe you made some decisions you're not too proud of. Let me tell you about God's GPS, though. Wherever you are in your life, he's got a way to route you all the way back to where you need to be. This is why he's the shepherd, because he knows everything, he sees everything. And shepherds, they sit up high so they can look down at where the flock is. The God in your life, he sits up high, and he knows the dangers that are out there. He knows everything that you tried to do in your life, and he knows how you gotten veered off. But let me tell you something. He will route you back to where you need to be if you humble yourself and you come back to him. And if you do that, he will lead you back into the path of righteousness to where you can now have a different walk. You can now have a Saul to Paul moment in your life. You can now have a whole different life. And maybe you were like Jonah, and he gave you an instruction, and you refused to do it, or you were too afraid to do it, or you were intimidated. But just like the God that we serve, everybody that strayed away, he allowed them to come back, and he's going to do the same for you in your life. Whoever you are right now, I want you to repeat something after me. I want you to lift your hand and say, Lord Jesus, I strayed away from you, Lord. I took my own paths. I ignored what the GPS told me, and I wanted to create my own way. My way didn't get me where I needed to be. In fact, my way put me in some danger that I had no business being in. But Lord, I thank you for reaching me wherever I am in my life, because you found me wherever I was, and I'm running back to your arms. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my shortcomings. Forgive me for all of my sins. Lord, bring me back closer to you and help me listen to you as my shepherd. I believe that you died and that you rose on the third day with all the power and all the glory. Accept me in your life, and I will proudly represent your last name. If that was you, and you gave your life to the Lord, and you're now back, and you're reconnected with the carpenter, you're now connected with the shepherd, I just want to give you a praise and thank God for rerouting you back. This word was for you. If you're listening on We Talk Radio, if you're watching us on YouTube, watching us on any of the platforms, whenever you listen to this word, the word of God lives through us, and it lives on. And it will meet you wherever you are. You listen to this a year from now, 2 years from now, a month from now, whatever it is, right now, whatever that is, okay? The word of God lives on. And he will save you today just like he'll save you tomorrow, wherever that is. And I just want to thank you for coming back and to just giving your life to God. You might not know what the next step is. You may not know what you need to do now. That's why you can email me. Let me know. I want to connect with you. Send me a note, info.soilchurch@gmail.com. And I want to help partner you as you grow in your life with God. I'm going to have some communication coming out about a meeting that we're going to have. All of those that want to officially join this ministry, look for communication coming out with that. We're going to have that on our messages. We're going to have that, send that out to you guys, because we are ready to go to the next level. We've got some awesome things. We're going to build with a strong team. There's going to be a strong team that we're going to build from. Yep, we got some deacons. We got folk that want to be an usher board. They want to be part of the music ministry. We got buildings to talk about. We got all kinds of things here, but I'm going to start with a strong team first. Okay? Because as we're building our foundations, we're building our structure, we need our frame to be strong. Because when God says go forth and to do his work, we want to be able to support everything that God needs us to do. And I'm going to start with a small team. This is what Jesus did. Jesus picked 12 and he built the strength of that 12 so that they could go forth and make disciples of all men. I'm going to do it Jesus's way, because you know what? His way is still profound and it is still profitable and it is still progressing more than 2,000 years later. And if it ain't broke, I ain't going to try to fix it. So I thank you for just allowing God to speak that into your life. And now here's a time that we can all be a part of it. We got great things that's going to come forth into this ministry. We got great things going into this next season. And guess what? Things come with a cost. They come with a cost, right? As you give, it shall be given back to you, right? Pressed down, shaken together, running over. We talked about that overflow. Now you have to do something. You have to now make a step. You got to show God, Lord, thank you for freeing me with this word. Now, Lord, I want to give back. You sowed into me. Lord, thank you for the green pastures. Now, I want to do my part to keep the green pastures watered. I want to do my part to allow the blessings to continue to flow. I'm going to do my part and I'm going to be obedient. 2 Corinthians 2:19 says, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but it's also, here's that word, overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. You can give to us on Givelify. Pull us up, Givelify, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Give to us on Zelle, info.soilchurch@gmail.com. We got folks that are sending us cashier's checks, old school, but it's still school. It don't matter if it's old school, new school, it's still school. And what do? School still works, right? They give to us, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church, P.O. Box 180972, Arlington, Texas 76096. Take a picture of it. Send it to us. We welcome it here. It must be a cashier's check, okay? Let's make it easy, right? Let's make it easy. He said his yoke is easy. Let's make this process easy. Give to it, and watch God bless you in your life. There ain't anybody that's given to this message that has not received a form of blessing in their life. I know what the word is doing. I know what giving into this ministry does. Trust me, taste and see that this is good ground and the Lord will do amazing things for you in your life. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every seed, for every person that's given to us on today, Lord. I speak 100-fold return, Lord. And whatever that is, I'm not going to limit that 100-fold return. I don't know what you have for that person. It could be 200-fold, it could be 300-fold, whatever it is, Lord. I speak prosperity over their lives, Lord, prosperity mentally, physically, in every area of their life, Lord Jesus. I thank you for growth. I thank you for maturation. I thank you for understanding. I thank you for every ounce of growth and prosperity in our life, Lord. I thank you for every seed, Lord, because it's meeting the needs of your people. And Lord, I just thank you for everything that you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go on throughout our weeks, I pray for your spirit of protection around us all, Lord. Cover us, Lord. Cover us, Lord. Cover us, Lord. Cover us with everything, Lord, what we don't see, what we do see, every area in our life, cover our finances, Lord, cover our house, cover everything in our life, Lord Jesus, because we believe in your covering. We believe in the covering of the carpenter, and we thank you for everything that you're doing in Jesus' name. Give us all peace that surpasses all understanding to guard our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus, and we thank you in advance for everything that you're doing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for a blessed Spring Forward Sunday morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, I want to thank you again. I can't thank you enough for all of your support, for every offering that you give to this ministry, for the wonderful things. And trust me, we're getting ready to do some amazing things. And I want to thank God for speaking this wonderful word for you in your life. All right. So we'll talk to you next time here. We're going to just look for the communication when we have our next word. Okay. And I just want to tell you, hey, listen, you've got a lot of word from our Facebook page, a lot of word on our YouTube page, okay? So you've got plenty of word to keep your tanks filled throughout the week. We've got several messages here. Go back and listen to some of those messages. Go back and rewatch some of those messages. Listen to this word. Listen again at 6 o'clock. Listen next week. Listen midweek, okay? You can never get enough of God's word. So always, 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 the beautiful thing about technology, you can always listen anytime you get ready. And I want to thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Have a wonderful, fantastic day. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, and we'll see you soon. Take care.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him. Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say. Say, Emmanuel.
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 We worship You, dear Lord.
Emmanuel.
Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
The Lord is with us.
Emmanuel.
He's right there by Your side.
Emmanuel.
You don't have to worry, my friend.
Emmanuel.
We worship You.
We worship You.
How many know when praises go up, blessings come down?
We worship You.
I dare you learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. What's going on in your life? You got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Come, let us adore Him.
Thank You, Lord. Kneel down before Him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Come on, say Amen. He's my Savior.
We worship You.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
All know that having the newest styles and latest merchandise is an important part of your day. That's why you must check out the new online store for We Talk Radio Network. From the best quality t-shirts and hoodies to leggings and oversized blankets, we've got you covered. We even have merch for all the youth. Check us out at wetalkradio.com/shop. And while you're there, pick up an advertising package for your business or your next big project. We can customize a marketing package just for you to get your business in front of your neighbors. Go to wetalkradio.com/shop and shop.
Times are different today. Things are happening that have never happened before in the history of our world. And out of all the chaos that we're seeing and that we're experiencing, we need the word of God like never before. We need the word of God like we've never needed the word of God before. And I'm asking you to come grow with us in the soil, to receive good sound, biblical teachings that answer and speak to where we are on today. This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it the Soil Church, and I want to see you come grow with us in the soil. You can follow us on Facebook at Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, we'll be right here on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord Station, 10 a.m. every Sunday, and you can follow us there. But you have many multiple ways to follow us to grow with us in the soil. So come join me and allow God to speak to your spirit so that we can understand what God needs for us to do in such a time as this. So again, come join me, Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And I'm looking for you to not meet me there, but beat me there as we grow in the soil of the love of God. Don't meet me there, beat me there.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.